This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Greece, the government has sent in riot police to remove media workers who have been occupying the building of the public broadcaster ERTE for 5 months. The police used tear gas and dragged people out of their offices. Thousands of people have surrounded the broadcaster's headquarters, and the crowds continue to grow. The mood is both sad at the possibility of losing a beloved public broadcaster and defiant. Workers who were evicted in the middle of the night on Thursday, November 7th, have set up broadcasting facilities in front of the headquarters. Last June, again in the middle of the night, the government announced the closing of the broadcasting service and the firing of 2,600 workers. The last people to visit the media workers occupying the building were labor journalists from around the world attending a workshop in Athens. Just after the workers were evicted, I talked to Teresa Marshall about the situation. Ms. Marshall is the communications coordinator for Public Services International. The PSI is the global union federation representing public employee unions at the world level. Ms. Marshall was in the square in front of the broadcaster's building.
Well, Mark, I'm here with the international delegation of labor journalists from PSI unions around the world, and we were lucky enough to have an interview with the journalists, maybe the last interview, inside their station several days ago, and they told us how they've been occupying ERT for over 5 months now to protest the mass dismissal of over 2,000 workers at ERT. And so this morning, while they had been expecting a possible raid by police for many days, it happened in the early hours of this morning. And I was woken up very early this morning by a local independent journalist calling to tell me about the raid. So we are here outside ERT now with thousands of Greek people who are protesting the summary dismissal and closure of the voice of the Greek people, their public broadcast station.
The workers have been occupying the broadcaster's building for 5 months, voluntarily producing TV and radio shows. What precipitated this latest attack?
Well, that story is really not straight yet. At first this morning, the police, the prosecutor, nobody would say who had given the order for this raid. And as we speak, the opposition party in the Greek parliament, Syriza, is on the verge of forcing a vote, which they hope will question the total authority of current Greek government to make summary decisions like this.
The attack on the media workers occurred just after a general strike in the country. Is the government deliberately provoking the unions?
I don't know if it's just deliberately provoking the unions, but it's deliberately provoking all Greek citizens. This week, as part of our labor journalist delegation, we have heard from Greek people who've told us about cuts of 70% to the national road network system, 40% cuts across the board to the education system, cuts to the hospitals, to the healthcare facilities. And people are angry, they're bewildered, and they are very upset at the policies that are driving these very misguided austerity measures.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the workers in Greece?
First of all, we need to realize that the Greek people's struggles and concerns are not isolated to Greece. The same powers and interests who are behind the drive to privatize all of the public services in Greece, to sell off all of the public lands for tourist development, and to weaken trade union rights are the same interests who are driving a similar agenda across Europe, across North America, and many other countries in the world today. We need to understand that we have to exercise solidarity across borders, that this is not an isolated problem, and that only solidarity in a globalized response will deal with these very, very serious issues.